I mentioned that we didn't do the Tosfos, we didn't do the whole Tosfos on Ches on the base, the top Tosfos, Bona Enkan, Mashken Enkan. We spent a lot of time on the fundamental machloikas between Tosfos and the Ramban, at the base of Levi, and the Tshuvas and the Chelek Aleph, just explained Bahar Chobah. I don't think he adds so much, it just explains what the machloikas is. What does it mean, Bona Enkan, Mashken Enkan? So Tosfos' opinion is that by giving a Mashken, this does not create a Hischaivis moment. If you make a Kenyan suitor, or you write an Ishtari, hereby obligate myself to give you $10,000, so that does create a Hischaivus. The Ishtar is a Machlek Zabirch and a Mishlokish, and Subas Dav Kuvbeis, Chai Bani Lachmon and Ishtar. And the Kenyan suitor is a Gemara Bekam and Bekamis. The Gemara has the Loshan Hachmaskin and Shekonim Yodo. Konim Yodo creates a Hischaivus. The Pasha Pshat is not like a Rambam, that every his to create any Hischaivus, you always need a Kinyan. The Rambam has slightly different, but we were going with the regular Rishon. And then our Gemara, the way Tosfos reads the Gemara says, Bona Enka, Mashken Enka. If there already exists a Chiyuv, if I already owe you some money because I borrowed some money from you, or because I purchased some merchandise, or because I smashed into your automobile, Samchai mitam mazik or loive or whatever demei amekach. So then, if I'm chayv ready money to you and I give you a mashkin, so then you say that's a mashkin. There's a din of bachol kona mashkin. That's the question. Is it only if it's a mashkin b'shas piron when it's kvar higias mana piron or even mishkano shlo b'shas piron even mishkano b'shas alvor? So those are the three opinions in the Rishonim that we discussed. That the shach. And Simonine base quotes the three-way machlek zarishan, but by mesiras hamashkan that doesn't create a hischaivus. That's what Tosfos learned. But if you would have created hischaivus, let's say the girl would give a suda to the boy, and he says, "By I by obligation myself to give you $1,000, and with this obligation that I owe you the money, I re'am mukodeshesli." So he's giving her a dara chodesh that she never had before, and then according to Tosfos, she would be mukodeshes. And there's no problem of Agiri Gabe. And the Ramban learned, no, Ramban said, this is a third way to create is Chayvis. One way is Ayde Mashkin, one way is Ayde Shtar, and one way is Ayde Chalipin, and one way is Ayde Mesiris HaMashkin. Mashkin B'Shas Halvoa is Dinoke Mashkin. That's the Ramban Lashitos. Mashkin B'Shas Halvoa is Dinoke Mashkin. So therefore, Mishkin B'Shas Halvoa can create the his Chayvis moment, but it's no good for Kiddushin. Because it's Agira Gabe. So then some of the Rishonim say, well, one might have thought there's no good. I think the Tosfos read, or maybe the Ramban, someone points it out. One might have thought it's not good for Kiddushin because Agira Gabe, that's like Moshal Amad Dabadam by a get. If you give a get to Yodo, or Mashiach of Yodo, the husband gives a get to his wife, and he's still holding on to a string in such a way that the way he's holding on with the string is if he'll pull on the string, he'll be able to pull back the get from the wife. So even though he did in Mesivas Aget, it's in her head, but if it's get biyodo, Mashiach biyodo, and Yochel Natko Lohavia Etzlo, he can yank out the get. She's just holding the get like this in her hands. She's not holding on tightly. So then the get is not good because you need no strings attached. You need a Nisina Gemura. So one might have perhaps distinguished between Kesef Kiddushin and kesef to be koine karka. The kesef be kedushin is makash habayli yitzia. Just like by get you need a full nesina, so by kedushe kesef, that's a question. What do they say? Makash habayli yitzia. Only for kedushe shtar, even a kedushe kesef. That was some Rishonim said that kli gitach ma'agabe karka is no good, so kli kedushach ma'agabe karka is not even good by kedushe kesef. Others said, no, it's no good by kedushe shtar, but by kedushe kesef good. Another disagreed that even by kedushe shtar it is good. Magash Abal Yitzir just indicates that there is an institution of Kiddush Ishtar, but you don't learn out all the details that Kli Gittach Ma'agabi Karka is no good, so Kli Shtar Kiddusha Ma'agabi Karka is also no good. So one of the Rishonim, I forget, either the Tosfos Rida or the Ramban points out, you shouldn't make a mistake and think that this Chisorna Vagir Gabay only exists by Kiddushin because somehow Kiddushin is connected with a Get, Magash Abal Yitzir, and just like get biyodah, Mashiach biyodah is no good. So to agid gabe by kesef kiddushin is no good. So they say no. The Gemara said beferish. The Amoraim bought the shivcha knainis and avadim hukshu lekarkoa. So kesef is kind of karka. So kesef is kind of ebek knaini as well. And they made get biyod and they gave a mashkin to obligate themselves to give the money to pay for the Shivcha Knas. The Gemara says they're also Mona Enkan, Ashken Enkan. So the Ramban says that this Chisorin of a Gita Gabe is not only Chisorin by Kiddushin, it's a Chisorin by every Kenyan Kesa. So that was the Machloikis that we had in the Gemara. So Taisa's Shita is that Mona Enkan, Ashken Enkan means that Mesiris HaMashken is not kind of his Chayvis moment, and you can't even hold on to the Mashken. Because he gave the Mashken as a Mashken for the $1,000 that he wants to create an obligation. The obligation never got off the ground. Mesiris HaMashken is not kind of his Chayvis, and merely have to give back the Mashken. Because it's a mashken for nothing. You can only hold on to a mashken if I owe you money and you have a right to hold on to the mashken. So then Tosis quotes, Rav Chaim Cohen quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, what if I give you, I say I want to obligate myself to give you $1,000 and here's a mashken on that. So the Gemara says it's nothing. The Mesiris HaMashken is not kind of the Hischaibus and you're not kind of the mashken because it's not a mashken keneged achayv. What if I say I give you permission to hold on to the mashken until I pay you the $1,000. So then he says, Rabbeinu Tam said, it's a dover poshut. You have a right to hold on to the mashken until I give you the $1,000. Aye. But Mesiris HaMashken is not going to the Hischaibus. What right do I have to keep holding on to the mashken? So the answer, Al Pi Pashtus, is that true, the Mesiris HaMashken is not going to the Shiburim that I owe the money. There's no Shibur Aguf on me, but there is a Shibur Nechosim on the mashken. Shibun Nechasim means a kinya lachatzoin. So if I give you a diamond ring, or I give you a golden watch, and I say, I give it to you, but matana, it's yours. If I give it to you and I say, it should belong to you for the next month, and after the month it belongs back to me, so I'm giving you a kinya lachatzoin. If I give you, let's say, we spoke about it, I want to make a kinyan to be makna the peiros that are going to grow in my field. So the pears that are going to grow next year are literally a dovish labaliyav. So you cannot make a kinyan on a dovish labaliyav. Machlekes HaTanoim, we paskin a kinyan on a dovish labaliyav, it's not chal. Even going to the Tana who holds that it is chal. Reb Meir and the Gemara has a whole string of Tanoim who agree with him. They only hold that it's chal lacha sheyov al oilam. After it's bol oilam, so it's like a kinyan, lacha lamed yom. Let's say I have a watch. I give you the watch. I say you should be kind of the watch as of next Sunday. I don't want you to be kind of today. I want you to be kind of as of Sunday. You're still holding on to the watch. I can make a kinyan lachalamid. I can give a get to my wife that the get should be chalachalamid. I can give kiddushi isha. Hariyam mukadeshisli lachalamid yom. You can be mafis truma lachalamid yom. You can do a lot of kinyanim. You can do a lot of maisim. Whenever you need das adam, you can do it lachalamid yom. You can shech the aim and say, I want the shechita should only be Mate Bachila, if and when they give me an increase in salary. Just like you can't Shechta Latanai. And then a Bailam on the Chalois HaShechita. It's not with the power vested in me, I made the Behemoth Muteris. If I threw a knife to hit the target on the wall and then a chicken happens to run in between, I didn't even realize there are any chickens over here. So the Gemara says there's a Machlekes HaTanaim in that case. We pass on Shechita in Itzircha Kavona. You don't even need Kavonis for Chaticha Simonim. The Tana who holds Hashchita Tzircha Kavana holds, you only need Kavana, you have to have in mind that you're cutting the animal's neck. You don't have to have in mind that by cutting the neck, you're making Mutta Bachila. Taisa says, even the one who holds Hashchita Tzircha Kavana doesn't hold, you need Kavana's Heter. He's not a balabas on the Heter. So just like the Sheikhid is not a balabas to be mata the animal, he can't make it tonight, he can't make Shchita Ala tonight. If they increase my salary, if they pay me money, the behemoth should be Materis Bachila. They don't pay me money, you should not be Materis Bachila. That's like Milsa de Leisa Bishlichas, Leisa Betanai. You're not a Bailam on the Chaloisa Heter Shchita. Like you're not a Bailam on the Chaloisa Heter Chalitza. He did a mitzvah. And the Torah says in the Mela, the woman is permitted to remarry. The only time you can make a Tanai is when you're a Bailam on the Chaloisa. I have the right to decide whether I'm marrying the girl, whether I'm divorcing the girl, whether I'm buying this merchandise, whether I'm selling the merchandise. You have the right to decide. You are the balabas on the chalais. So then you have the right to make it tonight. So then and only then, just like you can make it tonight, you can make lachalamid also. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the dinim of lachalamid by get and by kedushin, so the Rambam says, the Tanoim learned it out from the parasha of Tanai, that the two types of Tanai, there's Tanai of Im and Tanai of Sadat. This is Mekadosh Enisha. Arem Mekodesh Islei Me'achshav, the kedushin should be chal today, if it snows by January 1st. If it snows a month or two later, before January 1st, should be Mekodesh Islei Me'achshav. Okay. then there's another kind of a Tanai of him. Harim HaKadosh is Li if it snows by January 1st. The Tanai of him is Lachalamin, means if and when the Tanai will be Mekuyim, then the Chalos will take effect. So included in the Chiddush of the Parsha of Tanai of him, the Tanai of Me'achshav is not, but the Tanai of him included in that Parsha and that institution of Tanai of him is that you can postpone a Chalos Lachalamin. You don't have to make it dependent. If and when it rains, Hariyat Mukadeshus. If and when it rains in the next 3 weeks, Hariyat Mukadeshus. And if it doesn't rain, not. You don't have to make it totally in raining or snowing or something. You say, Hariyat Mukadeshus. Lachalam yom. I want the Kedushin Dibichal at a later date. So half of the Chiddush of the Tanai of him is you can postpone a Halos till later. If someone's going to Shech the Behemoth, you can't postpone a Halos till later. So getting back again. So even though you cannot be Makna Adovish La Bali Oilam, that's how we paskin. And even the opinion that you can be makna dovish labolim, he holds that it's only chal lachalamid. The kinyan is only chal when it is bol oilam. Nobody holds the kinyan is chal before it's bol oilam. I sell you the Brooklyn. I sell you, let's say, what do we say? I sell you a hotel that I didn't succeed in buying yet. I didn't, the Grand Central Station. So I didn't buy it yet. I'm negotiating to buy Grand Central Station. If and when I buy it, I want to flip it over and sell it to you. The Grand Central, the building exists, but it doesn't belong to me. So the Gemara said that's also considered a Dovish Labalu Yom, whether the object doesn't exist in the world, the pears that are going to grow Tapshinayin Ches, they didn't grow yet. I didn't even plant them yet. Or the building does exist, the Karka does exist, but it doesn't belong to me. So the Gemara said they're both Dovish Labalu Yom. So according to the Tanaim, Rav Meir, etc., according to the minority opinion, you can make a Kenyan on it, and your Kenyan will be Chal La'achashi Avalu Yom. And we paskin it's not even chal lachashel yovel oilam. It's worse than lachalamet. Lachalamet is on a thing that I'm a bailam. Here I'm not a bailam, so it's not even chal lachalamet. So we said the Gemara has in Bob Metzia, even though you cannot sell the pears of Tavshin Ayin Ches, because that's literally a dovish laboli oilam. But if I'm marcha the deke lipe raisov, tree does exist, or the karka does exist. So let's say I'll give you a kinyan on the karka. You own the karka with whoever owns the karka owns Aroy Ashbach. Whatever pears grow in the karka, a karka shali hishbiach, Aroy Ashbach. So whoever owns the karka has the rights to the pears that grow. They automatically belong to the owner of the karka. So if I sell you the karka with respect to the pears, dekel li peiros, if I sell you the dekel, which is baloilam, even though the with respect to is a dovish lo baloilam, that's not a problem. This is on the assumption that dekel of Paris exists. There's such a thing as a kinya lachatzoy. Not only do we own the karka for all intents and purposes, I can give you ownership on something, kinya lachatzoy. So the Gemara has a machlokes in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Gimel, where the Shibura derais and Shibura lav derais. We mentioned a few times already, the Rishonim quote the Rabbi Natam, and our Tosis is missing. We don't have this famous Rabbi Natam, but the Rosh and the Ran quote the Rabbi Natam, Shnei Shiburim Hein. There's a Shibur Aguf and a Shibur Nechosim. So when you borrow money, of course Shibur Deraisa. There's no dispute about that. Shaila is Shibur Nechosim. The ability of the Malva to collect from the Lekuchas, or to collect from the Mekabli Matona, or to collect from the Yorshim, is that Deraisa Derabon, because they never borrowed the money. That the Loiva has to pay back the money, that Shibur Aguf. Of course Shibur Deraisa, that's for sure. Machlek is more, whether Shibur Deraisa is Shibur Nechosim. So there's a famous Ritvo on Daf Yud Gimel where the Ritvo suggests that the opinion that Shibur Alav Deraisa is, even if he was Mishabed, the Nechosim Lehedya, it's also Alav Deraisa. He writes in the Shtar, Kol Nechosim Shibadim Lachov Zeh. And Shibur Nechosim, the Ritvo there uses the Loshen that the Nesivis uses also in Choshim Mishpah. The Nesivis doesn't quote it from the Ritvo, but he uses the same expression that Shibur Nechosim is a Kinya Lachatzoin. A makna, the loive is makna, all of his karkoes to the malve with respect to gviya. In the event that the only way for the malve to collect the debt will be to take away the karkoes from the yisaimim or the lukuchas or the mekabli matona, so the karka belongs to the malve. That's the kinya lachatzon. So the Ritva says, but you write a shtar, you write, this is to ascertain that I borrowed $100,000 from the malve. So he writes beferish that he's makna. So why is there a machlekes where the Shibur Nechosim is the Reis of the Rabbana? He can't make a kinyal chatzot. So that's what the Ritva says. That opinion in the Gemara holds, even Shibdo beferish, Even if he wrote it into the shtar, there's also shibud alav there, right? Because there's no such thing as a kinya lachatzai. Okay. But the Pashto says that we hold there is such a thing as kinya lachatzai. That's dekel peiros. That's that we do paskal like that. I can sell, even though I can't be makne the peiros of tavshin ayin ches, because that's a dovish labali olam, but I can be makne the dekel, which is bala olam, with respect to the peiros that will grow in tavshin ayin ches. So there is, we hold there is such a thing is kinya lachatzai, and even works on a dovish labali olam, if you makne the dekel or the karka, which is bala olam, with respect to the dovish labali olam. So here, the Rabbeinu Thomas quoted, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Thomas saying, I want to obligate myself to give you $1,000. I didn't make a kinyan hamoyel. I didn't make either suitor or shtar with you. I give you a mashkin. So the mashkin does not succeed in creating this chayvus. Mon enka mashkin enka means mesiras hamashkin does not create the his chayvus mamba. But nonetheless, I say, you can hold on to the mashkin till I give you the $1,000. So why do you have the right to hold on to the mashkin? If the giving the mashkin didn't create the his chayvus, I don't owe you the money. So what right do you have to hold on to the mashkin? So Rabbeinu Thomas quoted saying, oh, it's badai. We're sure he has a right to hold on to the mashkin. He said, the farish is mishabit, there's a shibah nechassim. You have the ability to make a shibah nechassim, even though there's no shibah aguf. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein poses, akasha, doesn't this contradict the Rabbeinu Thomas' famous shita? There is a gemara in Ksubis, a gemara later in Kedushin also, Ram Nem Hei, Mem Dalet Nem Hei. Say somebody else borrowed money from me and I have a shtarchoiv that he owes me $1,000. Then I give over the shtarchoiv to the kala and I say, Ariyem Mekudeshes li b'choiv zeh. So how do you transfer a choiv to somebody else? So if it's a milvah b'shtar, it's a machlekes satanaim, rebbi nachachamim, but the osius niknas b'mesira or osius niknas b'ksiva mesira. Rebbi's opinion is osius niknas b'mesira, just giving over the shtarchoiv to the lakeach causes that now the lekech has a right to collect from the loiva, and the Rashbam had the gears in Bava Basra, and that finds out that the Gemara paskins like Rebbe, and we paskin like Tosfos, not like the Rashbam, that the maskonas of Gemara was the reverse. Ein osius niknas b'mesira. So what do you need? You need ksiva mesira. So the Gemara says later in Kiddushin. So what if Reuven owes me $1,000? I give the shtar choif to my girlfriend. And I give her a shtar that says, I hereby transfer the $1,000 obligation that Reuven owes me, I transfer it to you, and I give her over the shtar as well. I give over the new shtar that says, I'm giving you over the choyv, and I'm giving over the old shtar. So then the din is, osinat niknas b'ksiva u'mesira. A mesira of the old shtar halvoa, and I write a new ksiva that I'm transferring over the debt to you. So osinat niknas b'ksiva u'mesira. So that works. That's l'chaladeis. Even if you disagree with Rebbe, ein osius niknas b'mesira, but ksiva mesira d'ischal. So the Gemara says, what if I succeed? So then the Gemara says, she's mukodeshes, because I just gave her a davar chadash. The kadosh bin milvein and mukodeshes is milvedido. The girl owes me money, so I'm not, Tosfos says later, I'm not giving her a davar chadash. But I give her a milvedachrini, someone else owes me money, I transfer the debt to her, and she never had right to that debt. So now the Gemara says, in Tosfos explains, since it's a davar chadash, so she is mukodesh. It's not agida gabei, it's agida by the loive. But if the money would be agida gabei by the chosin, so the Ramban would say that it's no good for kedusha isha, and it's no good for kinyan karka and kinyan aviknani. But over here, even the Ramban agrees to this Gemara. It's not agida gabei by the chosin, it's agida gabei by the loive, the one who borrowed the money from the chosin a year ago. So that's not a problem of agida gabei. So the Gemara says, is she mukudeshes? I give her over the shtachov d'achrini, and I succeed in giving her over the debt. We spoke already. That's machlek, it's the rein, the rabbin, the tam, where the mechir ishtoris works ben atorah med the rabbon. So Tosfos has 2 days, yes, no, and the Rambam sounds like he made a compromise. Rambam sounds, the mashmos and the loshan Rambam, hilchus mechir is, if the din would have been like Rebbe, the osius niknas b'mesira, so that would have worked ben atorah. But since we don't pass like Rebbe, we pass in osius niknas b'ksiva u'mesira, you have to give over the old shtar to the kala or to the lokea, whoever is buying the shtar choyv, and then you have to write a new shtar. This is to ascertain that I give you over the debt that Reuven owes me, and you have a right to collect that debt. So the Rambam says osius niknas b'ksiva u'mesira. That's only with the Rabbanan. So the little mashmas on the Rambam is mashma, that if the din would have been, that's where Moshe Soloveitchik made that diuk, and Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole yartzeit drasha to elaborate upon that. If the din would have been like Rebbe Osius Nichtens ben Mesira, it sounds from there, that would have worked min haTorah, but because we don't pass like Rebbe, we pass in Ksiv and Mesira, so that only works min haRabbanan. So fine. So the Gemara says, will the girl be Mekudeshes? He succeeded in getting, even the min haTorah, min haRabbanan, he succeeded in transferring over the debt to the girl. So it's a Dova Chodesh, he never had it before, so it should be good. Gemara says, it's still a question. Why? Because even after he gives over the debt to the girl or to anybody else, he still has the ability, the boy who was the original malva to the loiva, the malva, the chosin, still has the ability to be moichel the old chov to the other person. So the Gemara says that by kiddusha isha, it's not enough that if you have das kiddusha and she agrees to marry him, she has to have a smichas das. She's relaxed and she's content. And she thinks that it's going to work. And over here, she can never tell. Maybe she's concerned. The chosn, even though he dated her for 5 years, and he gave her shtachar of dachrini, milva dachrini, maybe he'll be a wise guy and pull a fast one. Maybe he'll be moichel, the debt to the original loiva. So if he'll be moichel the debt, she'll be left with nothing. That's the Gemara has said. That's a shayla in the Gemara. If he's mekadosh of the milva dachrini, since we hold like Shmuel's din, so maybe there's a lack of smichas da. So the Gemara talks, that's a psychological deal. Is there a lack? Mikra din should be good, perfect condition. But if there's a concern about smichas das, so maybe that'll be canceled. Unless the girls are going to say the fairish, and I'm not worried about you being moichel, I want to marry you anyway. Okay, then there's no issue of smichas das. But if she doesn't say one way or the other, so it's a psychological deal, does the girl really have smichas das? So the Tzais HaChoshen writes, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes that din, so the Tzais quotes, Bedinze Nemra Venishna Gimel Shittas. There are three explanations given in the Rishonim. Why should that be so? If he gave over the debt, so the Loiva owes money to the Malva, the Loiva owes money to the Chosin. The Chosin transfers over the debt to the Kala with Ksiva Mesira. With Ksiva Mesira. Or if you hold like Rebbe, with Mesira, whatever. So why is all of a sudden, why is Chosin Machla Machul? Why does the Shmuel makes a statement we pass like him, that the malve, the chosin, still has the ability to be moichel to the loiva. Why? But he transferred the debt over to the kala. He transferred to the lekech already. Why is he still balabas? Why does he still have the ability to be moichel? So the Tzais quotes famous, Bedin zeh nemar v'nishna gimel shita. So the Rabbeinu Tam shita over there, the Rif and the Rambam say because mechir shtaris is only the Rabbanan. That's why chosin machol machol. So we don't understand that. So what if it's only the Rabbanan? So maybe the Rabbanan shouldn't be able to be Moichel. It still doesn't make sense. And the Ravid has a totally different Shita. He quotes the Ravid from the Sefer HaTrumos. There's the Shach quotes. The Sefer HaTrumos is a Sefer, big chunks of Choshen Mishpot are based on the Sefer HaTrumos. Different parts of Shulchan Aruch are based on different Rishonim. Like the verse Chelek Yerideya is all based on the Rajbos Teres Abayis. Much of Aruch Hayim is straight from the Rambam, word for word. And big chunks of Choshen Mishpot, the end of Yerideya, the third Chelek has Hilchos Avelos, everything is based on the Ramban, Hilchos Avelos, the Torah Sodom and the Rosh, everything is from the Ramban and the Rosh. And big chunks of Choshen Mishpot, about Shtoris and all these things, a lot of this is based on the Sefer HaTrumos, not to be confused with the Sefer HaTrumo. There was a Balatissus who was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Baruch, wrote the Sefer HaTrumo. That's like a kid that reads like a kid to Shulchan Aruch, but every so often he throws in his original Chiddush. The Tosfos every so often will quote from the Sefer HaTrumo for the Rabbeinu Baruch. That was a Bala Tosfos. Then there's a Sefer HaTrumo that only quotes Sfardish Rishonim. He was the Talmud of the Ramban. So we have a lot of quotations in the Sefer HaTrumo, Rambans and Ravids, that don't appear anywhere else. So this is one of them. The Shach quotes this from the Sefer HaTrumo. What is the Shita Sarai? We have a Ravid on the Rambam. Why is Chosin Machla Machul? But the Ravid quoted by the Sefer HaTrumos spells it out even more explicitly, what the Ravid explained in the Hasogas. But the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosfos doesn't quote this Rabbeinu Tam. I mentioned the Ran on Ksubas around Daf Pehei and the Rosh, they all quote this Rabbeinu Tam, that Shnei Shiburim, there's a Shibir Aguf, and there's a Sheba Nechasim. So the Rabbeinu Tam says it originally, formulates that statement to explain this din. Why is HaMoichel Shtachav L'Chaber V'Chazam Machel L'Machel? Why does he have the ability to be Moichel? So he says, Shnei Shibudim Eim, when you sell a Shtachav to the Lakeach, you cannot succeed in selling the Shibud HaGuf. Shibud HaGuf is a relationship between two people. Let's say I have children, I have 9 children. I don't need so many children, so I'll sell 5 of my children to someone else. You can't sell children to someone else. They're not your possession. It's a relationship. You can't sell a relationship. A husband is married to his wife, he's going to sell a wife. If you own an Eved, that's an ownership. So ownership, you can sell Bailus to someone else. You can transfer Bailus, but you can't transfer a relationship. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says in Chiddush, that Shibud HaGuf, that the loiva owes the money to the mal, Shibud HaGuf is a relationship. So that there's no way to transfer that, no way to sell that. Shibud Nechasim, that's a kinyan. That's a kinyan lachatzon. It's not a kinyan gomer. That's the lashon of the Ritvan, the Afyud Gimel, and the Nesivis is in Simon Mevrov, I think. So they both write that Shibud Nechasim is a kinyan lachatzon. So when you sell, when you merch shtachav lachaveiroi, when you sell the shtachav to the lakech, or you give the shtachav to the isha, b'ksivim mesir Nechasim gives it to the kala. The only thing is giving her, the only thing that's transferable is the Shibud Nechasim. The Shibud HaGuf cannot be transferred. So since the Shibud HaGuf is still between the Malva and the Loiva, the only thing the Lekech has, or the only thing the Kala gets over here, is the Shibud Nechasim. That's a tangible Kinyan Lachatzayim. So the relationship between the Malva and Loiva is still present. That doesn't lend itself to not non-transferable. So that's why the Malva can still be Meichel to the Loiva. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Oh, but what's the Malva's Meichel to the Loiva? So why does the Shibud Nechasim disappear? So that's what Rabbeinu Tam adds on. You can't have a Shibud Nechasim if there's no Shibud HaGuf. Because the Gemara has a Loshen in the end of Baba Basa, Nichsohi the Bar Inish in an Arvin Lay. When I borrow money from the Malva and I'm Meshabed my Karkoes, so the Karkoes are like an orev, just like when a person borrows money from the malveh and he has someone else co-sign with him. So the orev, the co-signer, signs, in the event that the loiva doesn't pay, I'll have to pay. And it is ein government orev trilo. You're not allowed to collect from the orev unless you try to collect from the loiva and he has no assets. So then you can be goyver from the orev. So similarly, let's say the loiva borrowed money from the malveh, shabbat ol es nechosim, then he sold the karkos to the lekuchas. So the malva can't go straight to the lekuchas and collect when it's a gears manapiron. First, he has to go to the loiva to see if he can collect from the loiva. If the loiva has no assets and Bezin is unable to collect from the loiva, then they have a right to collect from the lekuchas. But Kolzman, you have the ability to collect from the loiva. You have no right to take away from the lekuchas. And go to an orev tila. That's the mission in the end of Bar Basser. You have no right to collect from the orev unless you first try to collect from the loiva, and it just didn't work. So similarly, the Gemara says, Nichsoi de Barinish, the karkos that a person has, that have a Shibud Nechasim on them, even an Arvin lay. The Shibud Nechasim is like an Oriv on behalf of the Shibud HaGuf. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Since the Shibud HaGuf is non-transferable, so when he was Mechash Tachav L'Chaveirai, all he gave over was the Shibud Nechasim. Shibud Nechasim is only like an Oriv in the event that that you can't collect from the loiva himself, you can't collect from the Shibud HaGuf, then the Shibud Nechasim backs it up. But here, where the malva was meichel, amoichel shtachav l'chaveh v'chazor machlo, the malva goes and is meichel to the loiva, the dead, so there is no Shibud HaGuf. So whenever there's no Shibud HaGuf, there can't be any Shibud Nechasim. Shibud Nechasim only can exist to back up a Shibud HaGuf, Like an Arif backs up the loiva, for the loiva. But once the malva is mechel to the loiva, chazra machla machol, then you can't collect from Shibud Nechasim. So the Rabbeinu Tam sounds like he says that you can't have a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud HaGuf. So the Shaila is, what do you do with this Tosis? Tosis says, befeirish, not so over here. If I give you the diamond watch or the diamond ring, and I say, I want to obligate myself to give you $1,000, but I didn't make a Kenyan star or a Kenyan suitor. I gave a mashkin, but man enka mashkin enka. The mashkin doesn't work to be kind of his chayvus, but I added on, but you have the right, I give you permission to hold on to the diamond ring, the diamond watch, until I give you the $1,000. So then Tosis says, Vaday, the Rabbeinu Tam says, Vaday, you have a right to hold on to it. Why? How can you have a Sheba Nechosim if it's not backing up a Sheba Naguf? So Rav Moshe explains in his Tshuva, no, that's not what Rabin and Tam said over there. Chazar Machul and Machul is not because a Sheba Nechosim can exist without a Sheba Naguf. No. When I'm Moichel, when Chazar Machul, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel is then, why is that? Because the Shibir Aguf was satisfied. The Shibir Aguf remains by the Malveh. That's non-negotiable. That's not transferable. So it's a relationship. So that relationship still remains by the Malveh. So if the Malveh is Mechalit, means the Shibir Aguf was taken care of. Shibir Aguf was satisfied. Mechilas is Kabbalta. Mechilas is considered as if it's all taken care of. As if it's paid up. So once the Shibir Aguf is taken care of, then it's on Sheba Nechosim. Let's say the Malveh is Meichel. No, not that he sold the Shtachayv to someone else. The Malveh is Meichel, the Loivet, you don't have to pay me. And then the Malveh goes, I'm not going to collect from you, I'm Meichel to you. But he's not Meichel to Sheba Nechosim. What do you mean? So now he has the right to go collect from the Lekuches? Of course not. Once he's Meichel to the Loivet, so the chilus can take kipiron. So the shibud aguf is taken care of. It's considered as if it's paid up already. So once it's paid up, so you can't have a shibud nechosim to back it up. But over here, Rabbi Natan says that's Rav Moshe points out in the tshuva and the top tesis on ches on the base. But here, you're creating melech atchila only a shibud nechosim. There never was a shibud aguf here because mesiras hamashkin does not create a his chayvus mamon. Manen ke mashkin enka means mesiras hamashkin does not accomplish to be kind of the hischaibus. There is no Shebir Aguf at all. You can't create a Shebir Nechosim without a Shebir Aguf. That's what Moshe says. You see from this thesis, it's possible to create Shebir Nechosim without a Shebir Aguf. What Moshe says, in his opinion, that's what a corporation is all about. And a corporation, it has limited liability. So what does it mean? Whenever it's incorporated, so the Din of the Malchus, the international law has it, that the assets of the corporation don't belong to all the members of the corporation. The corporation is a dummy owner. They have schusim in the corporation, but they don't. So when the corporation borrows $1 million from someone else, according to the Din of Machusa, the owners of the shares of the corporation and I have anything. They never borrowed any money. The corporation, the dummy corporation, the Chalashem corporation, borrowed the money, and they're not owners of anything. So there's a big, we have a klal that din in the Machus Adin. The Gemara has a din in the Machus Adin. So the one din of din in the Machus Adin is that you have to pay taxes. So if the government takes away my automobile because I didn't pay taxes, they had the legal right to confiscate your automobile, and if they give it to somebody else because he overpaid, took more taxes from him that they were entitled to, and you give him change. So if they give him the automobile, has a right to keep it because the government had a right to take it in the first place because of my lack of paying taxes. So that's one din. Din and Machus Adina benegiah to paying taxes. Then we say another rule, din and Machus Adina, there are different areas of din and Machus Adina. So benegiah to paying taxes, that's the original Gemara, Bekama and Bekamas, that you mechuyif to pay tax, and when the government takes your property, because he didn't pay the taxes, so that's legitimate, and the government gives it to another person, it's not gezel biyad, he has a right to keep. Then there's another rule, din and machus adina, to establish what is considered kesef, as opposed to shove kesef. There are several areas of halacha where only kesef works, pidyon ma'aseh sheni, is only on kesef. So what's considered kesef? So the shach writes in Hilchos Ribis, and Yeridei, it's not in Chosh Mishpat, shach in Hilchos Ribis writes, that there is an opinion how far you go with Dina and Machus Adina, but this for sure we apply Dina and Machus Adina. It's only considered Kesef as opposed to Shove Kesef if it's legal tender in that country. If it's legal tender in a different country, it doesn't help. Let's say there's an Israeli coin, and the person is in America and he wants to be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni. So does that work or not? I come back from Eretz Yisrael. When I was in Eretz Yisrael for a year, I had a pruta chamura that I used to use to be paid in my shen. I come back to America and I still have the Israeli coin with me. So Kozman, I was in Eretz Yisrael, stuck a legal tender recognized by the Israeli government. Once I come back to America, the American government does not recognize this Israeli coin. So in America, Israeli coin is called Shavu Kesef. And the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni is not going to be Chal. Shavu is, what if the Israeli coin is in Eretz Yisrael? I'm in America, I'm being Pidyon Maaseh Sheni in America. And for many years, Rabbi Neuwirth, from the author of the Shmir Shavu Kol Chosa, was a Yekke. He was brought up with all the Yekkes from Broyas. They're all already, most of them have passed away already. Some of them are still alive. So he used to give every year in the Rosh Hashanah issue of the Breuer's newsletter. It's called Mitteilungen. The Rosh Hashanah newsletter, they would put an advertisement in that Rabbi Neuwirth gives all those who are members of the Kehillah, those who are members of Breuer's Shul, gives them all permission to use his matbea that he has in Beit Vegan for the purpose of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. So it's an Israeli matbea that's located in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a big question. There are three possibilities. Has to be legal tender recognized by the government of the country where the cash is, or where the person is, or where the payers are. It's possible, let's say, I live in New York, and my payers are in Toronto, and the matbeh, the Pruta Chamur, the coin that I want to use for Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, is in Beit Vegan by Rabbi Neuwirth. So there are three logical possibilities. If you say like this Shach in Hilchas Ribbis, that it's only Kesef as opposed to Shavu Kesef, so if it's recognized as legal tender by that government, by which government? Does it depend on the government of the location where the money is? The government on the location where the person is doing the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni? Or the government of the location where the payers are? It's Gemolta, it's a possibility. There are three different places. The money is in Beit Vegan, the payers are in Toronto, and the person who's doing the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni is in New York. So which country is Kaveh here? Theoretically, it's possible to have three logical possibilities. So the Gemara takes up this issue towards the end of Baba Kama, and in the Gemara there are two girsas, the Rambam and the Raivin, Hilchas Maaseh Sheni, when they talk about Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. So the Raivin says that, like Rabbi Neuwirth, it depends where the Matbea is. And the Raivin says, the Befevish Gemara, the Rambam had a bad girsa. But the Rambam's girsa in the Gemara was that it depends on where the... The Rambam's girsa depends, I forgot already, but it depends where the person is, I think. Two out of the three possibilities are girsas in the Gemara. The third one, to say depends where the payers are, I think there is no such girsa. I think the two girsas are, the Raivin holds it depends where the money is located, and the Rambam's girsa, I think, is that it depends where the person is. So that's a Shaila Halacha L'maaseh, is that acceptable? There's a kashrus organization in London who just announced recently that they're giving anyone permission to use their Pruta Chamura for the purpose of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, but you have to text to them first. You have to text to them that you want to use their Pruta Chamura and wait for their response. Why do you have to wait for their response? You have to keep track how many times has the Pruta Chamura been used. You can't use it more than its value. Let's say they have a British coin that has 100 Prutas in it. So you can't use it more than 100 times. So they want to keep a record. Everything is by computer. It's done automatically. So when you text to them that you want to use their Pruta Chamura for the purpose of being Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, it records it. And then they automatically send you back a text message that they're giving you permission to use their Pruta Chamura. And then they're keeping track how many times their matbea was used till it's all used up. It's close to being used up. So they're going to be paid all the Maaseh Sheni money on that Pruta onto a different coin. So that's a shot that the British coins in England are legal tender. It's recognized by the British government. British coins in America are not Yotze Beitzo. It's not legal tender in America. So that's a question, is that acceptable? That's the same shot that the Rabbi Neuwirth had. He gave everyone permission to use his Israeli coin that he had in Beit Vegan. So they did it, the Rabbi Neuwirth did it, and this organization did it because the Chazon Ish claims that the Rambam cannot be. It's against the whole sugya. Cannot be the Rambam had a different girsa. Must be a misprint in the Rambam. Good morning. Misprint every so often. The Chazon Ish is so convinced that the Rambam is so absolutely ridiculous. They said it's a misprint in the Rambam. Okay, so that's what they're all relying on. I don't know. I never heard from Rav Soloveitchik that it was a misprint in the Rambam. I think he took it seriously. I think he thought it's a legitimate machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi. The Rabbi thinks the Rambam's girsa is wrong. And the Rambam had that girsa, so that's a shaila and din. So there are different halachas, how far do you say din and machus adina. So one halacha is when it gets to be kaveh, what's kesef? As opposed to shava kesef. That's the shach, and you're a day in his ribis. And the second chelik, you're a day. The other din is the gemara bekama mekames din and mechus din when it gets to taxes, that the government has a right to collect taxes. Then there are other din. So another case of din and mechus din is if there's a dispute between a Yisrael and a Nachri. So according to one system, one legal system, we have Chashmishpat and they have Din and Machusa. Whatever the government has a Sifrei Psak. So which law applies? So the Klal and the Gemara is whenever one of the parties involved in the dispute is a Nachri, then the Halach of Din and the Machusa applies. But one of the parties has to be Nachri. Sometimes both of the parties are Nachri, they come to a Bezin. So if one of the parties in Rachel, you say, you're not supposed to paskin based on Dini HaTorah, you're supposed to paskin based on whatever Dini in the Machusa is. The Gemara has a din in the end of Baba Kama, if there's a court case between a Yisrael and a Nachri who is an Oibed Abed Zara. If the Nachri is an Oibed Abed Zara, so he deserves to get it over the head. So then the Gemara says, whichever legal system will come out against him, the Bezdin should use that system. If the Nachri, Oibed Abed Zara, and the Yehudi, they saw come for a Din Torah, to a Jewish bezin, if they go to Goyish court, so Goyish court will use a din of machusa. Come to a Jewish court, so strictly speaking, the din should be that you follow din of machusa. So the says, but if it's an Eved Avod Zarah and he deserves to be penalized for his Avod Zarah practices, so then we're going out to get him. So imat yochel zakas Yisrael, according to the Jewish law, so he passed on based on choshen mishpat. And if imat yochel zakas Yisrael based on the din of machusa, then you follow Dina Machusa. That's what the Rambam explains that. But that Gemara is a penalty because the Nachri happens to be an Oibed Avod Zarah. But if it's not an Oibed Avod Zarah, then if one of the parties involved, or both of the parties involved, happen to be Nachrim, then Dina Machusa Dina automatically applies. If both of the parties are Jewish, then in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tshuvas HaRashba. Dina Machusa does not apply. Dina Machusa does not apply. We follow the Chosh Mishpat. We follow the Zikin. What are you going to throw out the whole Chosh Mishpat? Because American law, the din doesn't correspond to what it says in the Gemara. We don't follow American law. We follow Chosh Mishpat. So in Shulchan Aruch they talk about what are some exceptions to the rule. Where both of the parties, all the parties involved are Jewish, and you still follow Din and Machusa. So there's a Shach. Quotes from the Mordechai, from the Bali Atesis. What if there's a Jew who deals in business with Jews and non-Jews alike? So when he deals with a non-Jew, the halacha says, Din and Machusa takes effect. One of the parties is not Jewish, so Din and Machusa lies. So if he deals with a Jew, then Din and HaTorah applies, Chosh Mishpat applies. So what if he doesn't know whether this customer is a Yisrael or a Nachri? He can't, not all Yisrael and wear a yarmulke. There are Jewish people, even religious people. It's fine. They don't wear yarmulkes. So how do you know? You have to ask every customer whether you're Jewish or a Nachri. So the Shach quotes from the Rishonim, from the Mordechai B'Shem Bali Atosis, if there's a Jew who's in business and he deals with non-Jews, and there the din says din and machusa takes effect. So even when he deals with Jews, it's an umdine that he has in mind to follow din and machusa. So what if I deal with other Jews? I employ workers who work for me, delivery men, whatever, or whatever. I buy merchandise from them, have some business transactions with other Yehudim, with other Yisraelim. And I say, but I don't want the Dina HaTorah to apply. I want to follow Dina Mahus. You can make any Tanai called Tanai Shem B'Mamon Kai. You can't make a Tanai that if there'll be a dispute, I reserve the right to go to secular court. That's an Aveira. You can't go to our courts. But you can say this business agreement, this contract of employment or the contract of purchasing merchandise or whatever, selling, purchasing, should not follow Din HaTorah. It should follow Din HaMachusa. You can make such a Tanai called Tanai Shem B'Mamon Kai. You have a right to make it. It's not called Masna Mashkos HaTorah. If I make Tanai, then in case there'll be a dispute, I reserve the right to go to Goyish court. That's Masa Mashkas Vater, that's Keneged the Din. You have to go to a Jewish Bezna, and the Jewish Bezna has to know secular law. So in that case, you have to have three religious Jews who know secular law. You have to get the three good lawyers, or three good judges, three religious Jews who are judges. They'll know what secular court has to say. So that's the Shach quotes that from the Mordechai. that if it's a Jew who deals in business with Jews and non-Jews alike, so just like when he deals with the Nochrim, he deals according to the Din of Machusa. So even when he deals with the Jews, he never said it explicitly, but it's an Umdar in the Muchach, that he plans to follow the Din of Machusa. How can you assume? He's going to have to screw his head on differently when he deals with Jews, when he deals with non-Jews. Since he deals in business all day long with Nochrim, so he has in mind, and whatever is an Umdar in the Muchach that he had in mind is Kilu Hisnu, as if they had stipulated, called Tanai Shem Imam, any Tanai that you make in a business agreement, any Tanai Shem Imam is good. It's not called Masa Mashikos Matur. So then the Shach writes, there's another exception to the rule. What if you have a case where the halacha has nothing to say? The two parties to the dispute are both Jewish, and you're supposed to follow Dina HaTor, not supposed to follow Dina Machusa, but the halacha has nothing to say in the case. He says, then the Shach writes, if the halacha has nothing to say, then even though both parties are Jewish, then you follow Dina Machusa. So the Chazon Ish quotes this Shach, and he says, it's non-existent. What do you mean the halacha has nothing to say? The halacha has nothing to say means that he has no right to the money. So whoever is muksa keeps the money. There is no such case in the world where the halacha has nothing to say. Either halacha says chayva pata, can't be the halacha has nothing to say. So some rabbanim claim that when you have a concept of a corporation, since this halacha, since it doesn't exist in halacha, there are no halachas about corporations, so therefore you follow din in the machus, because it's a new thing. The halacha has nothing to say. That's if you would be following the Shach, he would say like that. But the Chazon Ish says there is no such thing that the halacha has nothing to say. Of course the halacha has something to say. So you have to figure out what does the halacha say when you have a corporation. So Moshe Feinstein writes, the halacha is very simple. The corporation, what are the rules and regulations of the international rule of corporation? That according to the Din and Machus of the international law, the assets of a corporation do not belong, it's not the same as shutfis, that all the people are shutfim. They don't own, let's say there's a bakery that's incorporated. So not that they own, each one of the 10 partners owns 10% of the store and 10% of the machinery, 10% of all the cookies and all the breads and all the cakes that are baked. No. According to the Din of Machusa, the dummy corporation, it's what we call a chaloshen bailus. In halacha, there is such a thing as chaloshen bailus. Let's say a person gives all the money to tzedakah. So the owner of the tzedakah is the chaloshen tzedakah, or hegdish on something. What does it mean? God owns it? No, not God owns it. The chaloshen hegdish owns it. It's like a corporation. It's not a human being. This the chaloshen of tzedakah, the chaloshen of Hegdish owns this property. So there is such a concept as a Chaloshem Bailus, but the question is, do we have the right to apply it in instances where the halacha doesn't say? The halacha doesn't say that there's such a thing as a corporation. So some rabbanim say, since the halacha doesn't say anything about it, so we apply the Shach, that Din Machus applies, even though all the parties involved are Jewish, and we say that the corporation is owned by the dummy corporation, it's not owned by the people. So Moshe thinks that that's not true. He says the halacha does have what to say. The halacha doesn't recognize this dummy corporation. The halacha doesn't recognize. This was a big machlokes in Europe, where the halacha, when they came up with the corporations, however many years ago that was. So in recent years, in the last century in Europe, there was a big machlokes. You look in the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak was Dayan Weiss. He was a Hungarian rabbi before the war. And after the war, he was a rabbi in Manchester, England. He was dying. He was a dying in England, and then when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, they made him the head of the Eda Haredes. So in his Chuvas, one of the, I think maybe Chelik Bez, he has up to 10 volumes of Chuvas or so, maybe more. So I think Chelik Bez, he has a long Chuva where he quotes the big machloikas that the Poskim had in Europe before the Second World War. Does the halacha recognize, the halacha does recognize such a concept as a chaloshem bailus by tzedakah and by hegdish, but the halacha recognized it over here also by corporations. The, all the nations of the world, the international community, decided to recognize this chaloshem bailus of corporation. Oh no, we consider it a shutfus. Let's say a bunch of Jews own a bakery and it's chametz. So do you say it's chametz? Is there an isa bal yura by matzah? You say no, the Jews don't own the chametz. The chaloshem corporation owns the chametz. they own shares in the corporation, and therefore they're entitled to gain revach. But who owns the chametz? They don't own the chametz. The chametz is owned by the chaloshem bailus. So that was a big machlekes, or ribbis. The main machlekes was by ribbis. Let's say there's a bank that's incorporated, and I borrow money from the bank, and I agree to pay interest on the money that I'm borrowing from the bank. So do you say, and the bank has different shutfim? The bank has 1,000 shutfim to it. So do you say that since some of the shutfim are Jewish, it's a Jew borrowing money from another Jew, ribbis, that's not permissible? Or do you say, no, the Jewish, all the banks are incorporated. So incorporated means that all the money in the bank that's being lent, that they lend me the money, it's being lent to me by the chaloshem bailus of the corporation. It's not a Jewish entity. It's not a Jewish entity. Unless you're going to say, if rove of the shareholders are Jewish, then we're going to call it a Jewish entity. Maybe. But let's say the rove of the shareholders are not Jewish. It's not a Jewish entity. So Rav Moshe doesn't like that. Rav Moshe thinks the halacha does not recognize this chaloshem bailus of corporation. The halacha does recognize stock and hegdish as a chaloshem bailus, but doesn't recognize the chaloshem bailus over here. But Rav Moshe still says, let's say the corporation borrowed money. So the halacha doesn't recognize the whole institution of corporations, so there's no limited liabilities. That's the whole part of a corporation. In England, they call it limited. In America, you call it incorporated, INC, and then they call it LTD. So what do you mean limited? It means limited liabilities. There's no Shibir Aguf. There's only Shibir Nechos. And Rav Moshe says, that's okay. You can have a Shibir Nechos without a Shibir Aguf. That's what the Rabbi Natam said over here. The Rabbi Natam over there in Ksub is Chosim Achla Machalav. When he said over there, once the Malva is Mechel to the Loiva, so there's no Shibir Aguf, maybe there's no Shibir Nechos. It means if he was Mechel, and the Shibir Aguf is satisfied, so if the Shibir Aguf is taken care of by Mechila, so then the Shibir Nechasim falls away. Because Shibir Nechasim is like an Orev, and Nechsoid Barinish in an Armanle, it's like an Orev. Whenever the Malva doesn't have the right to collect, then the Orev is not Mechuyiv to pay up the money. Whenever the Malva has been Mechel to the Loive, then he has no right to collect from the Orev. But over here, Melech HaTchila, there never was a Shibir Aguf. You only created Shibir Nechasim. So Moshe says, whenever you have a corporation, that's, everybody understands it. It's only Shibir Aguf, not Shibir Nechasim. That's what a corporation is all about. So he says, yeah, the halacha recognizes corporations, but doesn't recognize that there's no Bali Roy by Matzeh. No, if you have Jewish Shutfim who own the corporation, they own the Chametz. They're Shutfim, they own the store, and they own the machinery, and they own the Chametz there, and they own all the schnapps and everything, and they have to sell it in order not to violate by Matzeh. Moshe Feinstein said another thing also. I don't think this part is printed in the Tshuvas. Said another word. Let's say a person is a very insignificant shareholder in a corporation. They have thousands of shareholders. He owns less than 1% of the corporation. So then Rav Moshe thought, when a person buys an insignificant share, he knows he has no say. What, he's going to go, they send him a letter, and now if you want to come to the shareholders meeting, you're going to have a voice, or if you want to send in your vote, you can cast a ballot, and they tell you what issues they're going to vote on. It's so insignificant. He has less than 1% or something. So when he put the money in to buy a share in the corporation, he never had das to be koine to acquire a chelek in the corporation. If you have, let's say, 3 shutfim, and each one has 33% or something like that, one has 20%, one has 20%, and one has 60%, so 20% is a big chunk. So then the mam is shutfim and the chametz, so then it's going to be by roi by matz. And it doesn't help the fact that there's limited liability. It makes it there's only shibud, there's no shibud aguf, but still you're shutfim, you own the chametz. But if your share is so insignificant, then your mam is, you don't have a say at all. You have a vote, but your vote is doesn't count for anything. It's worthless. So then Rav Moshe held a swara that you can't acquire ownership or property unless you have das koine. You have to agree to acquire ownership. You can't give a person ownership if he doesn't want to. So he said over here, a person who buys a share in a corporation that's so insignificant, he really doesn't have das to be koine a chelik. He just has in mind that it's like investing money over here. He's putting in money, he's going to get rebach. He doesn't have in mind, it's like a halvor. Doesn't have in mind the shame to be koine a share in the shutt is so insignificant. He has in mind that it's like a halvor beribis. He's lending this corporation money, and they're going to pay him based on the profits that they're going to get. He has in mind the shame investment. So Moshe thought he was so convinced that this is such a compelling svara, that if a person has an insignificant share in the corporation, he doesn't have das kindness. He thought it's even good that there's no Bali Rabbi Matzeh. It's good that you can borrow the money from the bank. If all the Jews own a share in the bank, which is incorporated, all of them, each one of them has an insignificant share, so there's no issue at all of borrowing beribis, because the Jews who have an insignificant share never have das kaina at all. But that was his personal opinion. But he said, and even if you want to dingzach with me, and you hold up and you get the din of deraisa, you should treat it as if he is an owner. But when you get to din of the rabbanah, for sure you should accept his svar. Let's say b'diyah b'chamat she'avah lo ha'pesah. Ramashal even l'chatchile, one who has an insignificant share in a chametzik corporation doesn't have to even bother to make a mechiras chametz, because he's not a bailam on anything. He just had a mind to make alvah, to make an investment, doesn't have a mind das kaina. But when you get to chametz she'avah lo ha'pesah, even those who would want to disagree with him should have to agree. So that's Ramashal has this in his tshuvas. That he writes, in this tesis you see that there is such a thing in making Shimon HaChasim without Shibud HaGuf. And the Rabbein and Tam never contradicted that. When the Rabbein and Tam said this, Sulis Taf Pei, Chazer Machla 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 Shtachav L'Chaver, Chazer Machla Machla, he didn't mean to say you can never have a Shimon HaChasim without a Shibud HaGuf. He meant to say if the Shibud HaGuf is satisfied, if the Baal Shibud HaGuf is Meichel, the Malva was Meichel to the Loive, so the Shibud HaGuf is paid up. He's the Baal Shibud HaGuf is... has no claims against them, so then you have no right to collect from the Shimon HaChasim, from the Lukuchas, from the Shimon HaChasim, only to back up the Shimon HaGuf. So that's what we left out in that place. That's an important topic. And there were many Gedolim who disagreed with Ramosha. They held that you do, the Halacha does recognize this din in the Malchusa, because the Halacha does believe that there can be such a thing as a Chal HaShem Bailim. If the Halacha would never have such a thing as a Chal HaShem Bailim, then the Chazon Ish would be right. What do you mean the Shach says, whenever the Halacha has nothing to say, then we follow Din and Machus. The Halacha has something to say about everything. Yeah, but over here the issue is we do, the Halacha does sometimes recognize a Chal HaShem Bailim. The Halacha does recognize Chal HaShem Bailim by Tzedakah and by Hekdesh. So maybe the Halacha should recognize this Chal HaShem Bailim as well. See, you know where else you have this issue? The Chazon Ish points out that years ago, there would be a king in a country, and the king would own all the real estate. He would own everything in the country. It belongs to him. And when you pay taxes, the taxes go to the king. Whoever doesn't pay taxes, the Rambam writes, Goizel Minas HaMelech. You're stealing, you're cheating from the king. You're not paying him the money that you have to pay him. So that's years ago, the property that you give to the government means the king. If you live in a democratic country, the government does mean the king. It means it belongs to the government. Let's say there are municipal buildings that belong to the government. So let's say there are chairs there, and there are tables, and there are pencils, and paper, and stationery, and everything. So is there an issa gezel if you walk up with what belongs to the government? So everybody assumes, of course, there's an issa gezel. It belongs to the government. So the Chazon Ish claims there ain't no such thing. There is no Chal HaShem Bailim of government. He says in Shonim Kadmanias, when he used to be a king, so the king owns everything, so he's stealing. The chair belongs to the king, and the pencil belongs to the king. You're not allowed to steal from the king. But as Man said, that there's a democracy, it doesn't belong to the king, it belongs to the government. That's a Chal HaShem Bailim. So he says, the Halacha doesn't recognize such a Chal HaShem Bailim. So he said, if anyone will walk into a municipal building, or a federal building, let's say, and you can walk up, so if you're going to walk up with the furniture, they'll put you in jail. But if you can walk off with the furniture, no one will see, they won't put you in jail. You're not on video, and you won't make Chil HaShem, you won't get thrown into jail. He says, Hetagama, because all the people that pay their taxes to the government, who's the government? They're giving away their money, doesn't belong to them. Giving to a government is a non-existent entity. There does exist a Chal HaShem Bailim by Tzedakah and by Hekdesh, but this is not the recognized Chal HaShem Bailim government. So he says, there is no such thing. So people would misquote inaccurately. They would quote the Chazon Ish said that Din Machusa doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, as if he had something against the Israeli government. No, he says the British government, the American government, any democracy where it's not controlled by a king and the property of the government doesn't mean that it belongs to the king, it belongs to the Chal HaShem government. So the Chazon Ish comes, there ain't no such thing as Chal HaShem government. We don't recognize that as a Chal HaShem bar. And there are others who disagree. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva on this, so he discusses The practice was in Eretz Yisrael that the government buys up tenuva, buys up all the fruits and vegetables and the grain from all of the farmers, and after they buy everything up in the state of Tevel, then the government, the tenuva, is a branch of the government, so they appoint mashgichim to be mafresh trumas and maisres on the tvuah and on all of the peiros. So they ask the Minchas Yitzchak, according to the Chazon Ish, that there doesn't exist such a Chal Hashem bailus as a government. So when the Israeli government buys up all the everything is hefker, that's what the Chazon Ish says, because the people who pay the taxes are giving it away from, people are selling it, they're giving tax, giving it away from their own ownership, and now there is no one is taking over ownership, so everything that belongs to the government in a democracy is hefker. Whoever can walk off with it without getting arrested is okay, you're not doing anything wrong. So they said, how can you appoint a mashgiach to be mafresh trumas and maisers on a dovah shel hefker? That was the kasha that they asked the Minchas Yitzchak. So he says the answer is that all the gedolim who said this for years, I think the tenuva system existed under the British also, before Hakamas HaMedina. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes that all of the gedolim who approved this, and he starts quoting the gedolim from the Badatz, from the Eirach HaRedes, not the gedolim from the Rabbanut after 1948. The Gedolim from the Badatz. So he says, no one agrees with the Chazon Ish. They say there is such a thing as Chal Hashem Bailus of government. There is such a thing, Chal Hashem Bailus of government. So that's the Shaila. Does it go also on corporations? Does the Halacha recognize such a thing as a Chal Hashem Bailum of a corporation? So Moshe holds that not. This was invented by the international economy. All the countries in the world came up with this idea. Chal Hashem Bailus of corporation, he says the halacha doesn't accept. So that's an issue. Okay, that whole discussion begins from this thesis, that there is such a thing of Shib Nechosim without Shib Raguf. That's why Moshe says every corporation is like that, because he holds that it is really a Bailus, but you don't accept the Shib Raguf. Okay, so that was old business, and then we were up to Tesam and Aleph, Bishtar Ketzad. So the mission said there are one of three ways to create Kiddushin, Erisin, either Kesav Ashtara, Bia, and Bia was cut out by the Chachamim. Rab Man Garman, the Mekadosh with Bia, they would give Makas Manis, he left with Kesav Ashtar, and then the Rambam writes, Kvandog, call the Sala Kaddish Bekesav. Meaning is that we only use Kesav, and we have a meaning on a meaning that the Pischei Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes from the Mordechai. Meaning is you only use Shrova Kesav, you don't use Kesh, you don't give actual Kesav. Shavu Kesef is a Torah Shabbal Peh, on top of a Torah Shabbal Peh. We have chosen, like we explained, that we have chosen to use Kedusha Kesef because it's Torah Shabbal Peh, as opposed to the Karoim, who don't believe in the Kedusha Kesef. None of them use Kedusha Kesef. So we use Torah Shabbal Peh on top of Torah Shabbal Peh. We are Mahadra Dafka, Mahadrim and Amahadrim, to use Dafka Shavu Kesef and not Kesef. So how would you do the Kedusha Shtar? It's not in the style these days. The Rambam says, meaning is we do Kedusha Kesef, but there's no Makas Mardis if you don't do Kiddusha Kesef. If you do Kiddusha Bia, there's Makas Mardis. How exactly they do Shtar? How do you know such a thing exists? So the Gemara says, you learn that from a Pasuk, Makas Habayi Leitzia, just like Yitzia is Bishtar, Beget, Loto Habayi is Bishtar. And then the Gemara says, how do you write the Shtar? So you write Kesef Lo Al Hanayor O Al HaCheres. You can write either on a piece of paper or on a Cheres. A different background. Hariat Mukudashisli, a bitach Mukudashisli, fine as good Kiddush. So Tesis says, you see from this Gemara that a shtar that's written on Cheres is a valid shtar. So the Eskakasha, there is a Gemara in Ksubis, where the Mishnais and the second parak in Ksubis talk a lot about the dinam of Kiyam Ashtar. Kiyam Ashtar means like this: I have a shtar that's signed by two signatures, signed by two witnesses. Shtar says that you owe me $100,000. You say you don't know who I am. You never met me before in your life. You never borrowed a penny from me. I said, what are you talking about? Here I have a shtar that has two signatures on it. And the two names that really exist, the two people really exist. So min ha-toira, I win the din Torah, because eid ha-machsumim al ha-shtar, na'ase kimi she-nechkara edusa mi-bezn. If the eidim are signed on the bottom of the shtar, so bezn will make you pay. But the rabbanon made a takana that if the loy v'tayin is mezuyif, it's not true. I never borrowed money from him. I don't know who in the world this guy is or whatever. I'm richer than he is. Why should I borrow from him? He's a poor man. How could he lend me $100,000? So the Rabbanu made a takana that if the Levitan is Mezuyev, the mother cannot collect for the shtar until he makes a Kiyam Ashtar. How do you make a Kiyam Ashtar? So one way is to get the witnesses whose names appear to come. We call them into Bez and we call them up and they come to Bez and they say, yeah, we remember signing that shtar. We remember the halvah. Yes, we remember we signed the shtar. Another way is they say, we don't remember signing the shtar, but that looks like our handwriting. That's, every person has a unique handwriting. That looks like our handwriting. Third best, so the best of them come and they say, we remember the halvah, remember signing shtar. Second best, they say, we don't remember the halvah, but that looks like, they identify that as their authentic handwriting. Third way is, they already passed away. The Edom whose names appear passed away. So how can you make a kiyum hashtar? So they go to the bank, and the bank has a lot of checks that this fellow endorsed. And the people who work in the bank, they recognize his handwriting. Or he used to correspond. Let's say before they had the banks with the system of checking. So this fellow, the people whose name appears on the bottom of the shtar, so they used to correspond with people in the neighborhood. They used to write to them back and forth.
Yeah.
So they bring letters that letters or checks or whatever that are signed by this person. And the Besdin has an expert who compares the handwriting and looks to the best of their knowledge. If people don't always sign their name exactly the same way. But more or less, you can tell there's certain connections in the handwriting and the signature of the person's name that always remain the same. So they compare the handwriting and shine. So that's good. So there are different ways to make kiyum hashtar. So the Gemara says, what if the Beis Din wants me to sign my name a few times? They want me to sign my name a few times. So they'll be able to compare my handwriting. So the Gemara says, if you have a blank piece of paper, don't sign in the middle of the blank piece of paper, don't sign on the bottom. Because some wise guy can take this blank piece of paper and write, this is to ascertain, this is to testify, that I owe Pliny $100 million and it has my name signed on the bottom. So the Gemara says, that's stupid, don't sign on the bottom. If you want to send your Ksav Yad to Beis Din for the purposes of making a kiyum hashtar to authenticate that the chasimus and hashtar are valid, that they're authentic, so either sign on the top of the piece of paper, so there's no room to write anything on top of your signature, or sign on a piece of cheres, because a cheres is not acceptable for a shtar. So even if some wise guy is going to write a gantz shtar on top of the cheres, it's not a valid shtar. Why is a cheres not a valid shtar? Because a cheres is like you write in chalk on a blackboard. So let's say a guy writes a shtar in chalk on a blackboard, and he wrote, I love you dearly, and he signs his name. So someone can take an eraser, soak it in water, erase everything that it says on top, except leave my signature, then they'll take the same chalk and they write this to testify that I owe Yankel Shmerel Beryl $100 million, yours truly, and it has my name on the bottom. So that since it's easy for someone to take a wet shmata or a wet eraser and erase everything on top and to rewrite everything, if you write on a piece of paper in ink, and you're going to erase the ink, then you're going to write something else on top. So that's a dead giveaway that something was changed over here. If you're writing the shtar ala machak, and the signatures are not ala machak, signatures are on the klaf, and the shtar is on the machak, so that's a ksav, that's not reliable. It could be that it's mezuyif. But if everything is ala klaf, nothing is ala machak, the shtar is not ala machak, so then it's a ksav shelo yochel lehiz dayev. If you write in pencil, sometimes if you wrote in pencil very lightly, you can succeed in erasing with an eraser everything that it says, rewriting something else, and no one will even notice it later on. So that's ksav shiochal his dayev. Can the shtar, a shtar is only good, shtar is only valid, if it's ksav sheni yochal his dayev. If it's star, a ksav shiochal his dayev, then it's not a valid shtar. So that's what this explains, that a piece of cheres, a piece of clay, is a ksav shiochal his dayef. It's like a blackboard with chalk that you can erase everything that's written before the signature and rewrite the whole different story there. And then you'll hold the guy responsible. He signed the document that says that he owes $100 million to the other one. Ksav shiochal his dayef is not a valid shtar. So that Gemara says that a cheres is not a valid shtar because it's yochal his dayef. And our Gemara says, kosev lo ala shtar o ala cheres, he write hariyat mekudesh usli, abitach mekudesh usli. Isn't it a contradiction whether cheres is good for a shtar or not? So Tosis explains very simply. Tosis comes up with a big chiddush. There are two different types of shtars. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar raya. There's a shtar kinyan by my giving a get to my wife, I hereby divorce her. By my giving a shtar kiddushin to my girlfriend, I hereby marry her. By my giving you a shtar, you hereby acquire ownership of my eva kanaini, or you hereby acquire ownership of my karka. So karka in this nickname bishtar, that's a shtar kinyan. As opposed to a shtar raya, I say, I already borrowed $100,000 for you, and this is to, I admit, I testify, this is to ascertain that I owe you $100,000 because you lent me the money already, and this is going to serve as a raya. We used to have a Rebbe in Yeshiva who went to law school, Rabbi Michael Hecht. I think he retired already from, he used to be a Rebbe in MTA. So he said the first year in law school, they give you a course where they want to familiarize you with different concepts in law. So they have a course where they quote psukim from different judges from Oklahoma and from Louisiana and from Idaho and from New York, and they show are they stirus or not. They seem to be contradictions. So can anybody, if I emphasize, on one occasion, the professor gave him a whole bunch of stirus about shtaris. So can anybody say a teretz? So Michael Hecht said, yeah, these are shtari kinyan and those are shtari raya. He said the professor was a genius who had graduated Harvard Law School. He said that never occurred to him. He says, Aklora chilik. Of course that was the chilik, and he didn't realize that. So Michael Hecht told him that by us, that's the ABC of shtaris. There are two different kinds of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar raya. They have different functions. So Tosfos says for shtar raya, in order that it should be able to serve as a raya, it has to be any ochel hizdayef. If you write on a blackboard, or you write on a cheres, that's easily yochel hizdayef, so that cannot serve as a raya. Can it serve as a shtar kinyan? If I'm not interested in the raya. So Tosfos says, normally, let's say, I divorce my wife, so the get serves as a shtar kinyan to accomplish the gerushin, then it serves as a shtar raya. The wife continues in the days of the Gemara, the woman who is divorced by the husband would continue to hold on to the get would afterwards serve as a shtar raya to ascertain the fact that she was divorced. The minhag in recent centuries is that we don't allow the woman to continue holding on to the get. And they explain the reason why is because the Rabbein Tam made a cherem. Whenever you masader a get, when you finish writing the get, so after the get is given to the isha, then the senior member of the Bezna always makes an announcement. The get was given, everything is kosher. There's a cherem to Rabbein Tam, no one's allowed to be motzi laz on a get. So we don't want the woman to hold on to the get to be able to prove that she's divorced, because if she's going to hold on to the get, some wise guy's going to look at it and say, oh, that letter tzaddik wasn't right, and they left out a word, and they didn't spell her name correctly. They wrote the wrong name. You can always have somebody pick on a get. So we take away the get from the woman, and the Bezin gives her a document that we call in Yiddish a ptur. That's a shtar maisa Bezin. Bezin writes, we ascertain that everything was taken care of properly, and the woman is permitted to remarry. The husband instructed the sefer to write the get, and he gave it out of his own free will. So the Bezin writes a document. But if the woman would walk around with the get, so then we're afraid that someone's going to pick on the get, going to be motzi laz on the get. But Bizman HaGemara, the practice was that the get served as both the shtar kinyan to affect the gerushin, to break the marriage, and number two, as a shtar raya, that if the woman is interested in remarrying, she'll produce the get, and that'll serve as her shtar raya, that she was already divorced. So Tosfos says, what if a man wants to divorce his wife? He's going to give her a shtar kinyan that does not serve as a shtar raya. It's only going to be a shtar kinyan. Let's say he writes, Hareat Mugureshes Mimeni, and nobody signs it on the bottom. Nobody signs it, no Erich Hasimus. It cannot serve as a shtar raya. Can it serve as a shtar kinyan? So that's a famous Machlekes Hatanaim. That's what Tosfos refers to. Every 10 blot or so in Gittin, this machlekes comes up again and again, but you get the many nafkaminis la'alocha. Do you say, edi chasima karsi, what creates the sefer krisis? Sefer krisis means a shtar. Because of Allah's sefer krisis, when Rasul Yodav, Shilchan Ebeisa, Vahalcha, Vahaisa, Lishacher, etc. So the question is, what creates the chefza of the shtar? Is it edi chasima karsi? Edim have to sign on the bottom to make it into a sefer krisis, or no? Eidei Chasim only sign if you want to get to serve also, to also serve later on as a shtar raya. But if you're going to take away the get from the woman, it's not going to serve as a shtar raya. You're only interested in the get serving as a shtar kinyan. Maybe the din is you only require Eidei Mesira karsi. Eidei Mesira have to be present when the Baal gives the get to his wife to watch. It's a dovish of yerva, just like you need two Eidei watching when you do Kiddushi Isha. That's the Gemara later on, Daf Samavav. That's what we call Eidei Lekiyam HaDavar. So too, you need to aid in watching when you give a get. Or the common practices like the Ran Amaseches Yevamos, that you need to aid in watching when you do a chalitza. We mentioned when you do a chalitza, the common practices, you have a bezna of 5. Vikaradin, all you need is a bezna of 3. So 3 dayanim sit in a row, then 2 dayanim sit, 2 nosafim sit at a right angle to the first 3. And the 5 people on the bezna are seated. And then you have 2 eidim standing to serve as eidus l'kim adover on the chalitza. We discussed it, that the Rav Chaim thinks, according to the Rambam, there's no need for eidus l'kim adover by chalitza, but the minig is not like that. Minig is like the Ran, who insists, the Ran on Yevamos, on the Riv, who insists that you need eidus l'kim adover by chalitza, just like you need eidus l'kim adover by a get, you need eidus l'kim adover by kiddushin as well. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbeinu or Rav Loza. So Rav Meir is of the opinion, eidi chasima karsi. What makes the shtar to a shtar kinyan is the fact that it serves as a shtar raya. By my giving my girlfriend the shtar raya that we are married, this causes the marriage to take effect. But my giving my wife the shtar raya that we just got divorced, that itself causes that the gerushin takes effect. But my giving you a raya that the house belongs to you, this causes that the house now belongs to you, if you agree. Shtar kiddushin also, only if she agrees. So that's Reb Meir's definition of a shtar kinyan is when I give a shtar raya that some kinyan took effect, namely a gerishin, a kiddushin, a mechiras karka, a halvoya. Let's say I never borrowed money from you, but I write this to ascertain that I owe Pliny $100,000. So by my giving him a shtar raya that I owe him the money, that creates the kinyan. I now owe him the money. Whenever I give a shtar raya to something that didn't happen yet, so that starts up by matvis, by being matvis a raya, b'yad ha'isha, that she's married to me or she's divorced from me, that itself causes the gerushin of the kedushin to take effect. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Meir holds eidei chasima karsi. By giving a raya that this happened, that causes it to happen. And the Gemara says in Gittin, d'Abdallah the Menalef, halachi k'Rav Loza b'Gittin. We don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass on like Rav Loza the Edim Misira Karsi. There's no need for Edim to sign. When a man is Mekadosh Anisha, a man is Mekadosh Anisha, you don't need Edei Chasima at all. Because the Shtar Kinyan doesn't have to start off by serving as the Shtar Raya. And by my giving you a Raya that the Kinyan has already taken effect, that causes it to take effect. No, a Shtar Kinyan is just the Sipra HaMaisa B'Ksav. Anim Salah Haveira. I write Sadi Kanui Lacha, Sadi Nusun Lacha B'Matana. That accomplishes it. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam writes, you don't need Eidei Chasima, you don't need Eidei Mesira. The Rambam thinks that Eidei Mesira Karsi, the fact that Eidei Mesira were watching, the Rambam holds like Rashi, there's such a Rashi in Gittin. Eidei Mesira are only needed by Dovish B'Yerva. When you're selling Karka, you're selling an Avikneini, that is Nebishtar, there's no need for either Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira needed to bank it into a get priest is only by Dovish B'Yerva, by Shtar Kedusha and by get. But by Shtar Imamen, the Rambam's opinion is you don't need it. Eidei Mesira Karsi is not a din in Hilchos Shtaris that the Shtar has to have Eidus L'Kim Adover. It's a din in get and Kedusha needs Eidus L'Kim Adover. It's not a din in Hilchos Shtar. So that's a famous Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Loza. The Gemara says we pass like Rav Loza. So that's what Tosfos says. Our Gemara that says that you can write the Shtar Kiddushin al Acheres. Our Gemara goes against Rav Meir, because we pass like Rav Loza. The Gemara says, Alach Rav Loza begitten. What does it mean, Alach Rav Loza begitten only by get? So Tosfos says, no. Alach Rav Loza begitten, v'lo b'shar shtaris. The Gemara points out, Alach Rav Loza begitten, v'lo b'shar shtaris. So how can Tosfos say, how is it good by Shtar Kiddushin? How is it good by Karka? So Tosfos says, no. Alocha Rav Loza begitten, v'lo b'shar shtaris. Gitten means gitten v'kol kayotze b'zeh. Any shtar that's really oimed l'kinyan, not so much oimed l'raya. So just to serve as the shtar kinyan, it's not necessary that the shtar should be muchach mitoichai any ochel l'hizdayev. No! You don't have to give him a raya of anything. Rav Meir's opinion is, eidei chasima karsi, every shtar kinyan, in order to effect the change, to create kedushin, to create gerushin, to create that the arka, the avakanai, is nicknamed to the other party, the text of the shtar kedushin, or the shtar kinyan has to be such that it can serve first as a shtar raya. By my giving you a raya that the kinyan took place already, that causes it to take effect. But we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Rav Loza, the Eidei Mesira Karsi. You can have a shtar kinyan that's not able to serve as a shtarai. So that's what Tosfos says. Our brayse and the Gemara, that the Gemara quotes kosev lo al haniyor o al acheres. The shtar kiddushin can either be on niyor, which is any yochel is daif, or on acheres, which is yochel is daif. Our Gemara goes like the Tana Rab Lozer. Why? Because we pass like Rab Lozer. The Gemara says in Gittin Dav Dalet. We pass like Rab Lozer. But the Gemara says later in the second parak in Gittin, Allah Rab Lozer be Gittin, v'lo b'shar shtaris. It doesn't mean other shtari kinyan. It means v'lo b'shar shtaris shtari raya. In shtari raya, you can't say Eidim Nisir Akai. See, there's no raya. In order that it should serve as a shtari, of course you have to have Eidim Chasima. There never was a machlokes or a mei Rab Lozer at all by shtari raya. Whether Eidim Chasima carries Eidim Nisir Akai. Now Soloveitchik said that he once argued with Rav Shimon Shkop on this. That he assumed that they were poshut. That it's not shaykh to have a machlokes hatanoim. But Eidim Mesira Karsi by Shtar Raya. So he says Rav Shimon didn't chap originally. He assumed a truism. He said, they were poshut like that. There's a Tosfos written in the end of Bava Basra, says the Beferish. But Rav Soloveitchik didn't know from the Tosfos. He said, they were poshut like that. If it's a Shtar Raya, how can you have a Shtar Raya if you don't have Eidim Chasima? A shtarai means it's muchach mitoicha. Has to can't be yachal is that. That's a dover pashut. That's what Tosfos says over here. He said he couldn't understand. He said after a while, Reb Shimon finally agreed with him. But he didn't understand why he didn't agree as a muskal rishon. That should be the basic premise over here. I don't know how often Rav Soloveitchik spoke to Reb Shimon. He said on that one occasion, he told us over one incident, that he argued with Reb Shimon until he convinced him that for sure shtarai raya, there never was a machlokes. So Rav Meir's opinion is that every shtar kinyan, the way it works is by first serving as a shtar raya. I give the girl a raya that we are married, that causes that the kiddushin takes effect. I give you a raya that the karka belongs to you, that accomplishes that the karka belongs to you. So Rav Meir's opinion is that every shtar in the world has to start off as a shtar raya. And then, so every shtar raya has to have eidi chasima. If you don't have eidi chasima, it can't be a shtar raya. And it has to be any yochel is daif, in order that it should be muchach mitoichre. And so Tosfos says, since we pass like Reb Lazar, that Eidim Mesira Karsi, so Ashtar Kinyan can start off as Ashtar Kinyan without starting off as Ashtar Raya. So if you write Alacheres, it'll also be a good Ashtar Kiddushin. Even though it's yochel is daif, if you write a ksav on a blackboard in chalk and you give over a blackboard, that'll be good as Ashtar Kinyan, won't be good as Ashtar Raya. That's the gist of what Tosfos says over here. The Gemara in Gittin has, as I said, every 10, 15 blot, it's a recurrent issue that keeps on coming up again and again. And Maseches Gittin, whether you hold like Rav Meir, hold like Rav Loz, Eidich Sima Karsi, Reidim Siri Karsi. So one of the several nafkaminas that the Gemara gives is, the din is that a get has to be written l'shmo. Shtak Dushan also has to be written l'shmo. The Gemara here has the Shaila on the list, on the bottom line on Amud Aleph. Boy Resh Lakish, Shtar Eres and Shidich to Shlo Lashma, is it good or not? So he says, Basa Dabai Horeb Pashta, Iskish, Makish Abai Li Yitzia. That's on the top of on the base. Basa the fourth line, Basa Dabai, you have to declare Horeb Pashta, Abai Li Yitzia Makshinu, that you have to have Ksiva Lashma. So the Gemara Gittin says, there would be a machlokes hatanoim between Rav Meir and Rav Lazar, which part of the get needs ksiva lishma. According to Rav Lazar, that a get doesn't need eidi chasima at all. A get, Tosfos says, the word get, gimel tes, is a gematria yud base, 12. So the minig is, Tosfos says, that you write a get has 12 lines, the text of the get has 12 lines, and you have the two chasimas, one below the other, so you have an additional two lines. You have 14 lines in every normal get. Yizgah wasn't always like that. If you look in the second Pir Talmudid, they have facsimiles of old Gittin that didn't have 12 lines and 2 lines. But that's our common practice, like Tosfos says. That the get has yud base shitin, and Tosfos gives the whole reason for the minig, why 12 lines are interesting, the beginning of Maseches Gittin. It's like a believe it or not. It's not a halachic significance. Tosfos says, in between Bereshis and Shmos, you have to have 4 blank lines, in between the Sefer Torah. In between Shmos and Vayikra, you have to have 4 blank lines. In between Vayikra and Bamidbar, you have to have 4 blank lines. So 4 times 3 is 12. And the get is called Sefer Krisus, a shtar, with as many lines as you need to divide between the Svarim and the Sefer Torah. Aye, but there are four blank lines in between Bamidbar and Dvarim, so it should be 4 times 4 should be 16. So he says, Dvarim doesn't count because that's only a repeat. What does that mean? It's only Mishnah Torah. So you got to figure out what that means. Okay. So Taisa, that's the first Taisa in Gittin. So they say the word get, strictly speaking, in Talmudic Hebrew, the word get means a shtar. You can talk about a get chayv. A shtar chayv, what we call a shtar chayv, is called a get chayv. But still, in common usage, we use the word get when we get to a getish. So that's what Taisa says. That's called the Sefer Krisis with 12 lines. So the Gemara says like this, if you all like Rab Lazar, that a get doesn't need signatures at all, Eidim Mesira are needed, but you don't need Eidim Chasim at all. So which part of the get has to be written in Lishma? The 12 lines have to be written in Lishma. But the Gemara says, if the din would have been like a mayor, then unless you have the two signatures on the bottom, there's no shtar, because every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya, then the only thing that needs Ksiva Lishma, the two signatures on the bottom. The whole 12 lines, what's written above the two lines of the Chasimis, that's only Hechetim to be able to know what the witnesses are testifying about. It's really Haggadah's Eidus Biksav. It's a Shtar is an Eidus Biksav. Not only a Shtar Raya, a Shtar Kinyan also, according to Rameh. Every Shtar Kinyan has to start off as a Shtar Raya. What's the definition of a Shtar Raya? Haggadah's Eidus Biksav. Usually Eidus Biksav is not acceptable because we darshan for the Pusik Mipiyim. Well, on in Piksavim, that's in Gittin, Dafayin, Om and Aleph, there's a drasha, Al Pishnai made him in Piyim, well, on in Piksavim. Eidus Piksav is not good, but all the Rishonim explain, in Ksub is Dafchav, there's a long Taisus like that, goes the bottom of Om and Aleph to the top of Om and Beis. So Taisus says, how is any shtar valid? It's always a violation of Mipiyim, well, on in Piksavim. So the Ram, it's all shtaris are only with the Rabban. All the Rishonim disagree with the Ram. Shtaris are not with the Rabban, shtaris work men at Torah. So the Taisus and the Balamor and all the Rishonim say, why isn't there a violation of the Pilam Piksavim? Because the Shtar was authorized to be written by the Das HaMeschayiv. If the Loiva tells the Eidim, I authorize you to write a Shtar Halvor, the gift to the Malveh, so then there's no problem with the Pilam Piksavim. That's okay. But if there's no Das HaMeschayiv, the Eidim saw Mechiras Karka, and then they write on their own. This is to ascertain that the Reuven sold the Karka to Shimon, or that Reuven was Mekadosh and Isha, whatever, and if the Eidim were not authorized by the Das HaMeschayiv, the right to Shtar Das HaMeschayiv means the one against whom the Shtar is testifying. Shtar says that I sold my karka to Pliny, the karka doesn't belong to me anymore, so I'm the Das HaMeschayiv, the Shtar is testifying against me, the Shtar is testifying against the Loiva, that the Loiva owes money to the Malva, or the Shtar is testifying against the Moicha, that the karka no longer belongs to him, he sold it to the Lekeach. So the one against whom the Shtar is testifying is called the Das HaMeschayiv, the Hoidos Baldin. He has to make Hoidos Baldin and authorize the Eidim to sign, then it's a din of Shtar. The Shtar is only good if it's Midas HaMeschayiv. So that's what the Gemara says in Gittin a few times, mainly in the main, the first sugi in Gittin, the Gimel. So the Gemara says that according to Reb Meir's opinion, that every get, every Shtar Kinyan, has to have Eidei Chasima, because every shtar has to start off as a shtar raya. You have to have Eidei Chasima, it has to be Eini Yochel Hizdaiv, it has to be Muchach Mitoch, everything has to be able to stand on its own as a shtar raya. And then it can affect the Kinyan, because I gave the shtar to the girl that she's married to me, so it caused her to get married. So how much of the get needs Ksiva L'shmo? So the Gemara, according to Rav Meir, every shtar is a Haggadah's Eidus. Haggadah's Eidus when the Eidim sign their names. The 12 lines that say before, that's a Hechitim Tzibi'alma to know, what are the Eidim testifying? But the Haggadah Seidus of the Eidim is the bottom two lines, the signatures. So the signatures have to be authorized by the husband to write the get, Lishma. The 12 lines on the top can be written by anybody. You don't need Das HaMeschayiv for that. You don't need Ksiva Lishma for that. You only need Ksiva Lishma for the two signatures on the bottom. So the Gemara says that's a major nafkamina between Rav Meir and Rav Loza, if you would have held like Rav Meir, which we don't hold, if the din would have been like Rav Meir, that every shtar needs Eidei Chasima, so then the only thing that needs Lishma in the get would be the two signatures on the bottom of the page. But since the din is like Rav Loza, the Eidei Mesira Karsi, you don't really need Eidei Chasima on the bottom of the get. As long as you have the text of the get, so what has to be written Lishma if you don't need Eidei Chasima at all? Obviously the 12 lines of the text have to be written Lishma. This is Rav Soloveitchik's explanation. Others didn't really understand what's going on. This is a very smooth pshat. I have an old edition of the Nerd of Yehuda, and the old editions, the new editions have footnotes on the bottom with cross references to everything. I have the old edition. It does not have footnotes on the bottom, but on the back it has around 20 pages of Heoris by other Gedolim. The Nerd of Yehuda lived in the 1700s. So it has Heoris since, from the last 300 years, they have Heoris by other Gedolim. So they have from Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan's Tshuvas, he gave the same shot that Rav Soloveitchik said. This fundamental machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Lazar, what is it? That according to Rav Meir, every shtar kinyan has to start off as the shtar raya. By Mike being matvis raya biyotcha, so that causes the kinyan to take effect. Mashenik came to Rav Lazar, the two like korab zalzeh. A shtar raya is a edis piksav and a shtar kinyan is a sipa maise piksav hanimsa bifnei edim. They're two different things. Tosfos in Gittin Daf Chof has another nafkamina ledina. Not all the Rishonim agree, but Tosfos says like that. The Gemara there says, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It's the Haftarah Parshas Bahar, I think. So Yirmiyah Navi was told, the Babylonian armies were about to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael, and the real estate went down to zero. It was worthless, because the whole land was going to be taken away from the Jewish people. They're going to be sent into Golus, into Babel. So the real estate was worthless. Yirmiyah HaNavi gets an avur that his cousin is going to come from Anasos, from the city Anasos. He's going to try to sell his land to Yirmiyah HaNavi, and even if it doesn't make any sense, the Rebbe Shlom tells him an avur, you should buy the karka. Then he listens to the avur, he buys the karka, and then his cousin goes away. And then he offers a tefillah to Rebbe Shlom. Why in the world did he ask me this? Did he tell me that I have to buy the karka? It's worthless. What kind of a silly investment is this? The Babylonians are the Kazdim are about to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So he didn't ask in advance. If Bashlam gives you an avu, you do what you're mechayev to do. He did what he was mechayev to do. Then he asked if Bashlam, doesn't make any sense. If Bashlam tells him, the Haftarah ends over there, that Yirmiyah HaNavi asked the question, why did Bashlam instruct that? And the answer is not given. But the psukim after that, the Bashlam explains why. I want all the people not to lose hope. They're going to be sent into Golas Babel. They're going to think that's it. They're never going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. No, in another 70 years, everybody's going to come back. So you buy the field from your cousin, put away the shtar. It's going to be a long wait. It's going to be 70 years. You're not going to be alive after the 7 years of love. You're not going to live 150 years. So your children or your grandchildren will be able to use the shtar to get back the farm that you just bought from your cousin in Anasos. That's why he told them, in Asatam Echli Cheres, Man Yam Da Yam and Rabim, put it in a safe location, so that when the Jews will return back to Eretz Yisrael, your descendants will be able to claim back this field, and this is a simon to all the Bnei Yisrael. They shouldn't lose hope. They should all know that in 7 years they're all going to come back, and they shouldn't think that all is lost. So the Gemara quotes that pasuk. It's called the Sefer Hamikne. So the Gemara has a play on word Sefer Hamikne, that the piece of paper has to belong to the makna. The one who writes the shtar has to own the paper. So Tosfos has a chiddush, that's only if it's a shtar kinyan. If it's a shtar raya, then there's no need that the piece of paper should belong to the makna. If you give a raya to the other person, see, has a raya biksav. Edom sign on the bottom has a raya biksav. So if you're giving a shtar raya, if the din would have been like Reb Meir, that all shtari kinyan have to be stirbish, shtari raya first, so he gives a shtar raya. He said, there's no din of sefer makna, that the piece of paper has to belong to the makna. But if you all like Rav Lazar, that Edei Mesira Karsi, that a shtar doesn't have to serve as a shtar raya, just a shtar kinyan without being muchach mitoichai. So then Tosfos says, then there's a din that the piece of paper, it's not called the sina, unless the piece of paper belongs to the nosein, and he gives it to the lekech. That's the din of sefer, the pasuk calls it sefer hamikna, means shtar kinyan. And the Gemara darshins as if the pasuk were written sefer hamakna. The piece of paper has to belong to the bialim first, and he has to give it to the other person. So these are some of the differences between shtar kinyan and shtar raya. Shtar raya, everybody agrees, has to be muchach mitoichai. You have to have erech hasima, and by shtar kinyan, that's the machlokes on there. I've lost. Okay, we will stop here. Believe that we'll learn tomorrow, same time. Very good. Thank you very much. Daven well.